The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Coming back live, good morning. Coming up on 9:07 here, sun shining and a cool 59 degrees. Loving mornings like this. Wednesday edition, and once a month we talk with this guy, Richland Wilkin Foundation, Scott Nicholson, in to enlighten us. Yes. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good to have you in here.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and you and me. you hoofed it here today.
I did.
I did.
I'm a new neighbor.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah, we have moved into our new location in Wahpeton. Previously, we had been renting on kind of a month-to-month basis from Bremer Bank. Very good people there, very good organization. It was an easy transition given my previous job history, and so we just kind of went with it. But we knew we always wanted to establish a more permanent, more direct connection to the communities. And so from day one, when I started last year, one of my tasks was to find a spot, and went through, you know, probably, I don't know, three, four, half a dozen different kind of options before this one came up on the market, and we started pursuing it. You know, went through all the normal stuff to get it. And then it became renovation time.
Yeah.
So we moved into 715 Dakota, which is, for those more familiar, it's right next to Verizon.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah. Verizon.
Good
is,
location.
Yeah, Verizon is right next to me. I'm sandwiched between them and Hornstein Chiropractic. So some really good neighbors on either side of me.
Well, if you throw your back out walking, you know, yes, Andrea can fix you up. So it works out well.
Just, hey, can you stop over for a minute? I just need a little adjustment. But yeah, we started renovations in April, started moving in, you know, desk and furniture at the end of June. Mm-hmm. Really like the space. It's going to be perfect for us and the things that we do here in southeast corner of the state. Not finished yet. Got a little, got some outside signage that I'm working on. There's an excellent grant program through the city of Wahpeton that we've applied for to kind of help us with some of that. So we're waiting for the results of that application. I'm going to, of course, have some, you know, window lettering and that kind of stuff that'll go up too. And then we got to finish the inside with some furnishings and some wall decor and that. So.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that, you know, and again, this is going to be, you'll be much more accessible.
Accessible. Hours do vary. So, if you stop by and the door's locked, don't, you know, they haven't fired me yet. I'm probably in a different community is probably what's going on. So, you know, I just encourage folks, reach out, give me a call or shoot me an email. You know, if you want to sit down and talk.
Yeah. Just find out what the foundation's about, too, if you got any questions.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, that's one of the nice things about this new location is there will be some direct access. You know, the door will be open when I'm there.
And you're going to be baking cookies every morning? And we can come in and have coffee and cookies?
You know, the beverage station is not done yet.
Okay.
I may be able to make you a cup of coffee at some point in the future, but so far, no plans to install a kitchen.
No baking cookies.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we don't have plumbing, our own plumbing. That's in a common area, so I don't think I'll be doing any.
I'm kidding. Hey, let's talk Power 100.
Yeah, that's coming up right around the corner. Tickets are going to go on sale very, very soon, and they will be limited. We're anticipating a high volume of ticket sales for several reasons. Number one, the event itself, Power 100, has a pretty strong following.
And it just keeps growing.
It has been growing. We've taken it from two events this year to one, and so that in of itself kind of reduces the amount of tickets in totality that'll be available.
Sure.
But you know, we're doing it at the 44 venue. I think it's going to be their first major, you know, fundraiser type event. So
how is that looking out there? Have you checked it out?
I haven't been there in, I bet it's been close to a couple of months. I've got another tour scheduled next week. Actually, that's an open house kind of thing that they're doing, but we're going to go in and check it out. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of architecture and design and engineering and some of those those things, and they have melded those well. It's beautiful inside.
Happy to see that.
Yeah, I haven't been by it since I was out there last, but I heard recently from a friend. You know, they really put a lot of the effort in these last several weeks into the grounds, the outdoor spaces. I know that there's plans to use that as an outdoor wedding venue, and it sounds like it is absolutely stunning.
Well, that'll kick up your ticket sales too, having it there. You know,
we think we might get some people who have never heard of Richland Wilkin Community Foundation or the Power of 100, but they've heard of the new venue and they're going to want to check it out. So, we are, when we open up those tickets, we are anticipating some pretty vibrant sales.
You'll get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. Again, it's going to be Thursday, September 18th.
All right.
We're going to have three wonderful nonprofits do their presentations. Three Rivers Crisis Center, we'll be talking about the Pencils Plus program. The Bio Girls of Richland and Wilkin County will talk about their programs. And then we've got the Active Living Committee that's going to come and do a presentation. I think they're looking at some new pickleball courts.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so if the pickleball crowd starts to come out, watch out, you know.
You hit a certain age in pickleball, man. I mean,
I'll be honest. My kids are playing it now. I mean, it's not just...
So it's drifting down? Okay,
when it started, it was kind of the silver sneaker crowd, you know. Yeah. They really liked it, but these young kids have picked it up.
And I love it.
Well, and I think what you're seeing, and I think the reason why Active Living Committee is coming is they need more courts.
Yeah.
Because there's just... You know, it's a good problem to have that we're running out of space because everybody wants to play the game.
Got some demand.
Yeah, there's a lot of demand out there. So we'll also have Rick Adams. He's going to be our entertainment that night. I mean, it's going to be another one of our full evening of, you know, food, philanthropy, fun, you name it.
And good music.
And it's good. And good music. Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right. Now I'm hunting around here. I can't find my drum roll because I want to give you a drum roll for the big golf tournament.
Okay. Well,
I can't find
like
one.
The
so
Clark
I apologize.
Griswold. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So Richland Wilkin Community Foundation has been the beneficiary of the charity golf scramble proceeds now for the last, I think, 3 years. This is the fourth year of the event. It was started by Derek Finkston, Titan Machinery, Troy Timian Farms. And we are just absolutely overwhelmed at the response we've gotten this year. It's been absolutely wonderful. Our sponsorship number is down slightly, but our revenue is way up. The most we've ever.
Great
the most
to hear
we've,
that.
And it's fantastic. Now here's something that's interesting. I'm going to put this out to your listeners only. We had a late cancellation yesterday afternoon. I have one spot available.
One spot.
I have one spot available, and here's what I'm going to do. Email me at scott@ndcf.net, and the first team to email me, timestamp, with four participants, we'll get that last spot.
Okay.
Because it's been so interesting. We've had as many as 38 teams signed up at one point, and then, of course, you know, calendars happen to people and things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
life goes on.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we have been hovering around 36 teams for a month. Late yesterday afternoon, one of the teams said, we can't fill it. You know, you can have our sponsorship, but you got that spot open. So there is room for four more golfers.
All right.
And they got to email me today and they'll get in the field.
Get that done, folks.
Yep.
If you missed any of this, we'll podcast it. So it'll be
there
up later this afternoon.
So we're just ecstatic. I think we're going to have a nice full course. We're going to have a fun day out there. There's some new things that the sponsors are bringing that I think are really going to enhance the event. So we're really looking forward to it.
Talk to Uncle Mick and get you a good weather day too.
Yeah. Sounds kind of, you know, nice, calm, clear, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're gonna have a good time and you're gonna have a great turnout.
I hope
believe
so.
Me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All right, Scott, always great to talk with you.
Hey, likewise.
And talking foundation news. Looking forward to our chat in August.
Yeah, we'll recap the golf scramble a little bit and we'll really focus in on Power of 100 because we'll probably be wrapping up ticket sales in about a month.
All right. And again, room for one more team.
Room for one
four,
more team.
But
yep.
You got to email him today. Do that do that right now.
Yes, yes.
Scott Nicholson and Richland Wilkin Foundations 916, the voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Sunshine right now, 59 degrees. Good morning.
Looking back now, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting.